So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Wow. A banger. Big day. Got another debate later today. It's going to be Rhea and Elliot on it. This is a ridiculous topic. Is Josh Harris a good owner? I mean, Rhea, you're going to clobber him.
I don't even know what, like, I've said to him many times this week, I don't know. He goes, I have facts. And I'm going, you think I don't?
Yeah.
14 years of this, dude?
Right.
It's been a disaster.
Yeah, so that'll be during the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some fun with that. All right, so I want to ask a question to our group here. James is about to leave to go to his daughter's play. And James, I'm happy for you to be able to see Zoe in a, what is she now, about 5 years old, something like that?
She is six now.
That's great. All right, so.
First ever school play.
James will be out of here in a moment to go see his daughter play. Lewis is going to be jumping in. All right, so for Rhea, James, Ruben, and John. Now, if you know who retired yesterday, I don't want you to say it. Do you guys know what former Philadelphia athlete?
So
I do.
Okay, John, you don't.
We got one.
John should know.
Here we go. Let's see if John, if you can get this. A former Philadelphia athlete who played here as recently as 3 years ago in one of the four teams, and it is not the Flyers. It is a Sixer, an Eagle, or a Philly that retired yesterday. Do you have any guess?
No.
He had a big playoff moment here. How about that?
Huge.
He really did.
Not big.
Huge.
And I'll say this.
Also had a very bumpy start here.
Well, you know what? He's someone by getting that final year here.
Totally, you're right.
Turned himself from guy that otherwise would have been scorned forever.
You're right.
To like, hey, congratulations to Gene Segura who retired.
We love you, Gene. Gene.
I mean, 2022, because I remember in like 21 or 20, whichever
you
year.
There was a game
he threw his ball, whether it was the McCutcheon thing. But the one to me that was the worst, he's playing a game on the road. Guy hits a ground ball near second base. He can't quite get it. He's kind of lunging for it. Can't get it. Throws his glove at the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, isn't even legal, right, Ruben?
That is correct. It's like a two-base
error. Like, if he had hit the ball, it would have been a two-base error. But he missed the ball. Ball goes to the right field. But, like, I remember, like, I think Girardi went out and, like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we, 6-year-olds? We're throwing our glove at the ball?
He was a little frustrated.
I actually felt like it was ingenuitive at first. Like, that's a great idea. And then I learned that it was illegal. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it wasn't just, and obviously the big moment for him was the single in St. Louis in game one of 22. But, you know, he did a lot. He was a pretty solid defender, and more than most.
He was a really good defender.
Yeah, and here's what he was, way more than most that I've ever seen with the Phillies. Bat on the ball.
Yeah.
The guy did not swing and miss much, man.
I love him for that reason. You could depend on him to get on and move.
Yeah.
That base hit that he got was exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically threw his bat at the ball and put it in play and had one of the biggest RBIs in the history of the sport.
Absolutely.
Joe could not get over the fact that Gene Segura would be conversational.
Oh, I hated
with
that.
The opposition.
Oh, I hated that.
That Gene would just have a just say something.
That was too friendly.
In a friendly fashion.
Too friendly with Braves.
To the guy on second base.
Didn't like
or,
it.
You know, the guy on first base.
Too much fraternization for him.
But, Ruben, isn't that part of like what people do
in
baseball?
I didn't like it. I'm not a
You didn't like Gene's fraternization?
I didn't like fraternization at all.
Wow.
Good man.
You're trying to beat the other team. Cut off all communication with the opponent
when
hello.
You're playing against him.
I'd say hello if a guy said, you know, that would be, I wouldn't be like Chase Utley where he basically ignore everybody.
I would say hello.
I remember my very first base hit. I mean, I remember who was the first baseman for the White Sox for
Frank Thomas.
Yeah. I had just stolen a line drive base hit off him on left field. I made a sliding catch on him, and I was like,
awesome.
"Hey, Frank!" And he didn't say a word to me. I was like, "Oh,
really,
crap, man? I'm out." And I was like half his size, right?
I'd be afraid.
He was still pissed off that I made that play against him because he was trying to be a batting champion.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah. He was mad.
So you were just trying to
talk.
My
first hit. I'm like, I got my first hit. I was like, hey,
that's
Frank.
That's exciting. Of course you're in a great mood.
I go, hi, Frank. And he's like, nothing.
That is great, man.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Let's get a lot of calls in here. I also want to get to something debate related. We've had some fun this week with the debate thing. We'll keep that going. Also, let's remind you, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, would you consider yourself, or did you consider yourself yesterday, more surprised or shocked that the tush push stayed legal? Second poll question, do you consider the win by the Eagles yesterday a major or minor offseason win? You can vote on both at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines. Go to Jim right now in Morgantown. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, team. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Jim.
Hey, a couple of baseball points and then to the tush push. Rube, correct me if I'm wrong. Is there any other team in the National League or in our division that has four pitchers with one or less losses and four players with over 20 RBIs?
Wow. I don't know those numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised that they're the only team.
Yeah, they're, I mean, this, and to your point earlier, Joe, they're, I mean, and I'm sure you realized it even before, but they're a great team. Yeah,
they
great,
are.
Great team.
Look, today's the first day I've declared it in like a month and a half. And I want to be clear, it doesn't guarantee you win the World Series or get there, but they are a great baseball team. And the primary reason is at least, I'll use the term at least four out of five times through the rotation, you expect to get a really outstanding start by the starting pitcher. And it could turn into five out of five if Nola gets his act together or if Painter gets up here. I mean, that is such an advantage. I mean, I just hope, especially when you consider how little they had for so many different eras. I mean, I remember when, like, Kevin Gross was their best pitcher. I mean, no offense, but I mean, my God. You know, that guy be trying to be the fifth starter right now. He wouldn't even be it.
Well, Kevin Gross is a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, but he's not better than Aaron Nola, who right now is their five.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Is Aaron Nola the five?
They don't need to state it, but he is.
Ruben.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter? They're all good.
They don't have to
it does matter when we get to the postseason, and that means he doesn't pitch.
Yeah, well, right now.
Then it matters.
Right now, Lizardo's the second pitcher.
Yeah, dude, Lizardo could win the Cy Young.
Buzz, too.
But if the postseason started right now,
Nola doesn't
do you
start.
Hold Nola out?
Yeah,
Nola does not start.
Even playing right
he
now.
Does not start. I probably have Sanchez three. And if Suarez keeps pitching well, it might be Suarez because he's been so good in the postseason.
Look, Nola's got to prove it, man. Got to prove it.
It's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Let's have the problem. Yeah.
It's amazing, Jim.
What about Mick Abel? Did you guys see what he, I mean, talk about perseverance.
That was rough weather, too.
Think about what this kid's gone through. He was a first-round pick. He thought he was going to be, I mean, he had the stuff to be a really high-level prospect. He struggled his rear end off for about two or three years.
Why?
Last year, couldn't throw strikes consistently. He was too much of a thinker.
Hmm.
And he made some sort of paradigm shift in his whole makeup and his you know, and the way he went about it, and he said, screw it, I'm going to start pitching, and he's pitching. And he dealt the other day.
Yes, he did.
So it was one of the most spectacular games I've seen in a long, long time, just as a baseball game.
Well, that's
versus Skeens, that might have been one of the best baseball games
amazing
I've ever
watch.
Seen.
Ruben, it was less than 2 hours.
It was one of the best games I've ever seen.
It was great.
But is there a worry? You say there was a paradigm shift in just the way he looked at baseball and everything sort of fell into place. Is there a worry when something like that happens and things just suddenly work that it can also work the other way, that things can just sort of, the wheels can fall off and he can be leave you in the lurch?
I think it goes the other way because I think he now, he transforms himself forward. I think about guys like Roy Halladay, who had that same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys that had to sort of regroup and revamp and reset.
Curt Schilling.
And they get better and better and better, uh-huh. And they don't stop getting better.
How about Zach Wheeler, Ruben?
Zach Wheeler's a great example.
I mean,
you know, there's a lot of examples, and they typically, once they have that shift and once they realize how good they are and how different the mindset is.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, man.
Hey, Jim.
Tim Worrell was one of those guys. Tim Worrell was one of those guys, Todd Worrell's brother. Yeah. And he was like, man, I was just so worried about getting hit. And this, and all of a sudden I said, screw it. I'm just going to pitch. And he became a pretty darn good back end reliever for a while.
All right, Jim, I need an answer from you. For Phillies tickets, a movie with a great plot twist or a show.
I have the Stone Cold Mortal Lock, whether you're into pro wrestling or sports wrestling entertainment. under the direction of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, John Cena turning heel.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
On Cody Rhodes.
All right, so we need a rolling Richie. The world of what I'll always call WWF. I don't care if they call themselves WWE. You know, I mean, it. So on the table or not on the table? TV show.
Yes, I think so. It's a plot twist. John Cena goes so rogue.
That's a twist with that kind of stuff on
heel.
The table. All right, let's go to Dave right now in Wilmington. Oh, Davey. How are you, pal?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Tell the kids to pipe down. You're live on the air.
Hey, the radio says keep it down. They can hear you on the air.
They don't care. They don't care. They want to hear themselves.
What do you got, Dave?
Well, based on your perspective of being upside down, Joe, if you draw a circle on the page with a stick figure on the top of the circle and the bomb, somebody's always upside down.
Yeah, I couldn't hear much, but people in Antarctica are upside down. There's no doubt, unless the whole thing is upside down, at which point then people at the North Pole would be upside down. So one or the other's upside down. I mean, it's just dark.
And congratulations to Rhea on winning that debate with Ellie Schwartz Park.
You're the best, Dave.
Good call. All right, Dave, give me an answer for a plot twist.
Well, there are three plot twists in this movie, Psycho.
Fight Club's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Sixth Sense.
You got it. That's already been said, but it's too noisy.
Yeah.
I can't.
Is he driving that?
Yeah, it's really not.
Is that dangerous?
I don't think he's driving when he calls us. I think he's sitting there.
Let's hope that's the case. No, I'm kind of trying to look out for the kids. I feel very uncomfortable. John, I do. I feel uncomfortable when we take those calls.
It's a little scary.
I don't think we should take them. I really don't. I'm not trying to be the hall monitor, but like, I can't imagine.
A little dangerous.
Right?
I mean, we know that.
It's squeamish.
The problem is that it's more than driving. You know, like you got so many lives in the vehicle.
That's the point.
And then there's also other activities, like just stopping and starting and letting on and letting off. Yeah. Like, I feel like there is a lot more you need to be aware for.
I think we should stop
there. There's distractions, man. And there's distractions back there. You don't know kids are.
And kids could be bullying each other.
There's a lot of grab-ass going on back there.
Well, that's a whole different matter.
A little bit.
But sometimes you got to be, you know, the cop of the bus. And, you know, if someone's getting bullied, you got to step in. And, like,
right.
I think I'm done with that. I'm not trying to be, you know,
Dave should get off
pocket
the bus
protector
and
guy.
Call when he gets, drops him off.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Get him in so much.
It's probably better. And we have talked to Dave before.
He's a good guy.
When the kids weren't on the bus.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
So
all right.
That's preferable.
So we got another debate coming up in about 45 minutes. Rhea and Elliot on Josh Harris. I want to go back to yesterday. Was I wrong to say the best season in Philadelphia sports history is Wilt Chamberlain? So here's the deal. Let me give you quick facts. I won't get too bogged down. I'm just going to give you quick facts. Wilt Chamberlain, 1962. This has to be my number one. 50 points, 25 rebounds per game. Ruben, you'll appreciate this. I got Grover Cleveland Alexander, number two. Now, consider these bonker facts. This is 1915. Team gets to the World Series.
Right.
Offense let him down in the World Series. Right. Not his fault. It didn't have enough around him. But they get to the World Series. Guy wins 31 games. He pitches 376 innings and has a 1.22 ERA. Mm. I mean, all due respect to Saquon, I got to give my guy Alexander number two. I go Wilt 67, number three. They win the title. He's MVP, the whole deal. 24 points, 24 rebounds, 7 assists per game. Now, more modern times, because let's get to what obviously our audience is more familiar with. I'm kind of joking, but I'm not really. Like, I do think those are probably above Saquon. In the modern times, Moses, number one, 1983. Regular season MVP, playoff MVP, per game, 24 points, 15 rebounds, two blocks. And
delivered
he
delivered the championship.
Championship, and he out-rebounds Kareem in the finals 18-7 per game. He out-rebounds Kareem by over 10 rebounds per game. Carlton 72, that's second.
Okay, I was waiting on Carlton.
Yep, I got Carlton 72 second. I got Bernie in 74 when he
Boom.
Went Vezina and Conn Smythe same
Boom.
Year. 1.89 goals against average, 932 save percentage, and obviously the Stanley Cup, including the shutout in Game 6. I got him 3. And then I got here's where I got Saquon. I didn't list them all by number, but in a grouping that includes Saquon, Reggie White 1987, Roy Halladay 2010, Ryan Howard 2006, Mike Schmidt 1980, Bobby Clark 75. And probably T.O. back end of that, 04. Does that sound reasonable?
No, very reasonable.
So, Rhea, how did I lose this debate, apparently? Because I just talked longer and louder?
Because you didn't scream.
What was his call?
He said Saquon, number one. I'm like, how are you going to go above a guy that had 50 points and 25 rebounds? The guy scored 100 points in a game.
They had to change the rules because of Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. I think Saquon would agree. Will Chamberlain, number one. Just saying. That's you know who says that?
Yeah, Hammer!
And he also says,
wait a minute. Right. By the way, the Hammer lost last week.
Well,
right?
Ruben.
Wait, am I missing something? Am I misremembering that or
right.
no?
But then he, Ruben. I don't know, he's still complaining
why are you
about
upset?
It. And
you know what happened?
He's challenging the loss.
He
still.
Is?
He still says he didn't lose.
All right, Ruben, I'm going to play.
Accountability is important.
That's
it is.
Where, that's what he lacks
and well,
most.
That's what, I think, right. that's what I think James is lacking. Ruben, I'm going to play you a question that was honestly asked. This is not doctored audio. You be the now, mind you, I lost. If I lost 3-2, ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like it wasn't like I answered all the questions. I was processing through nonsense from Seltzer. Ruben, I want to play for you one question that Seltzer asked. I want you. All right, John, I'm going to say this. I will relent on challenging this quote loss if Ruben says that I should relent. If Ruben says I don't have grounds to stand on, I will stand no longer.
Okay.
If Ruben says I have real grounds to challenge, because Dave Skopanich, by the way,
just made
I like making this decision. No, I love it. I love the heat.
Because Ruben, I trust you, and you and me
great.
And James are both friends with you, like equal friendships.
Yeah,
I think you're an honest guy. Dave Skopanich, our head of sales around here, vice president, Odyssey vice president, head of sales in the local market here, told me last night he thinks it should be a redo, not a loss, a redo. Ruben,
well,
I'm going
to wrong.
Okay.
Don't try to sway me, Joe.
Okay, Ruben.
Okay? I don't care what some other people did.
I will go with what you say should happen.
All right.
I'm going to play you the audio of one of James's questions. Imagine the confusion this question causes.
Zach Wheeler is one of two current Eagles who played for the Mets prior to joining the Phillies. Name the other.
First of all, you know Zach Wheeler doesn't play for the Eagles.
I do know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think you got to relent, man.
That's
sorry.
A shame.
Thank you.
I mean, one
that's
or,
wisdom.
I'll just say, Ruben, one or two extra. One
you
or two.
Even,
hold on. Before you give your official ruling, one or two extra seconds, I could have fired out an answer to tie it.
Sure.
And you don't think that creates 1 or 2 seconds of confusion, let alone 3 to 5 seconds?
So the second I hear Zach Wheeler, I'm automatically in baseball mode. I'm automatically in baseball mode, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's confusing, and I can understand why you got confused, but.
No, I can't.
Zach Wheeler?
Did you, no, hold on. Did you at any point think that Zach Wheeler played for the Eagles?
I was just all around
confused.
Did you
confused. At any point think that Zach Wheeler played for the Eagles?
No, but I didn't know what we
so
were.
So then what's the problem?
I don't know which thing he's getting wrong.
So can I say this?
Is he getting wrong the first part of the question or the second part of the question?
Because he finished up with the But again,
guys, when you're in the moment and you have a finite number of
times.
The
question is about Zach Wheeler.
I'm not a quick thinker, honestly, Joe. And I do respect your knowledge is ridiculous. Your knowledge is ridiculous. But, and I respect the fact that you can think quickly. I can't think quickly, and I still locked in on Zach Wheeler.
Okay. Listen, Ruben, I told you what you say goes.
Hold
you
on. Know.
Okay.
That means you're actually.
I take the L. I take it begrudgingly. I will put it on the list. I do
Way
have
to go.
I do
that's,
have a list.
That is. Actually,
I was
the
being honest,
wise
though.
Move. Yeah,
I wasn't trying to.
That's an honest evaluation. You have nothing at stake here. This
I have
just
zero at stake.
Evaluating the situation fairly. I truly believe that's the fair way to go.
Well, listen, I said I would do it, and I'll abide by what I said. I will add this to the list.
Did you see his face?
Oh, I'm not happy.
He's not happy.
Not pleased with this.
I may not and come on the show for
about
3 weeks.
Amar, you're lucky you're over there, because if you were next to me right now,
what would you do?
Did you expect
Batman,
him to say,
"Pow, bam, see, smack"?
Here's what I don't understand. It's not like Joe to put himself in position to lose like that. Like, did you actually expect that Ruben would say, "Oh, absolutely"?
I didn't know which way it would go. I tended it? Is that a word? I thought that Ruben would probably vote against me.
Really?
But I also thought...
So you're not surprised?
I am not surprised.
Okay.
I thought there was a chance I could win it. I will say I also knew for the good of the show, at some point you just got to have resolution.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't have this linger forever. Yeah. So, you know.
So you're willing to take... the decision as it lay.
There's six or seven times where I have felt unjust results, and I'll add this to the list. No, seriously, but it is what it is. I mean,
how many losses do you have?
Well, now official,
you don't have very many of them.
Now official record is 283-45. Okay.
Well, that's a nice round loss number, isn't it?
I'm not happy.
That is a beautiful round loss. That's a robust loss number.
Absolutely.
45.
Garbage.
Whoa. So you have a podcast. Really want to make money with it? Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.